You.
Amen.
Glory be in God's house.
Amen.
Amen. Reason why I wanted to sing that song was this. Lined right up what God gave me this morning.
Amen.
I tell you, I began to think about that song, and I was listening to it, and I begin to think, oh man, I tell you what, praise God. You get to thinking some of them songs, they line right up with scripture, amen.
Amen.
And turn with me to Matthew chapter number 28. Amen. Stand and read God's word when you found your place this morning. Matthew chapter number 28. The Bible says, in the end of a Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of a week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. Yeah, and for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Amen.
Amen.
And the angel answered and said unto the woman, or unto the women, fear not. For I know that you see Jesus, which was crucified. Now watch this. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. That don't do something to you.
Yeah,
that don't stir your heart and something's wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's go, Lord, and pray this morning. God, I come to you, Lord. Humbly, I know how this morning. I ask you to help us. These, however long you want us to stand this morning, I pray, dear God, that you would be exalted and magnified and glorified this morning, God. Help me get myself out of the way this morning so that they can see you through me. I pray, oh God, that, Lord, we can look and see what you've done for us this morning. Be reminded of all the promises you give us in that word of God. I pray now you'd take us, you'd use us, God, as you see fit. Bless all other men of God this morning as they preach. I pray if there be one here that's lost, oh God, you'd save them before it be eternally too late. In Jesus' name I pray and ask all these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I read down to verse number 6, and that's where my heart was drawn at this week. And I feel, amen, like that's where God wants to go this morning. Amen. Yeah. And I want to preach a really, you think it's quite strange for the week before Christmas, but really, I mean, if you want to look at it, the virgin birth, amen, this would have never happened if the Lord hadn't ever been born.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm telling you, it all ties in together. Praise God.
That's
if you just search the scriptures, amen, then all ties in.
Right.
You've got the greatest love story ever known to mankind this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
If you only believe it.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless him. Amen.
Let me tell you something. This morning I see Here I want to unpreach on this fault. Chew on this now. Why the Lord rose. Lord of God.
Help him.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, boy.
If you don't know why.
That's right.
He rose. Then, friend, you missed the mark.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, let me lay a little bit of groundwork before I get in the meat of the message. Now, the Bible says, over in Genesis chapter number 3, that Adam and Eve, they're in the Garden of Eden, and the serpent come to Eve.
Yep.
And told her, or asked her why. Let me go over and read it. Praise God.
Yes.
Genesis chapter number 3. Amen.
Amen.
And verse, I'm going to break in down here. At verse number 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. Satan had one thing right.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. And ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eye, think about that for a minute. And a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now watch this. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. He'd done that every day.
Yep.
Today was no different.
Sure.
But there was something different about when God come in the garden this day.
Yep.
He said, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Yes.
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden and was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, the woman which thou gavest to me, or to be with me, she gave me the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, above all every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head. Now notice what he said here. He was speaking about Calvary. In the very beginning of time.
Amen.
You know, Jesus said it shall bruise thy head. Oh, it bruised Satan's head on Calvary when Jesus was, amen, he was crucified. Satan thought he'd won. But thank God, here's what I'm going to get to this morning. Why he rose, amen.
Right.
You know, the Bible says this, that he rose up, amen.
That's right.
The angel said he's not here.
Yep.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. They were, you know what they was doing? They was coming to anoint the body of Jesus with spices.
Yep.
Amen. So it wouldn't stink. Amen. Yep. That's what the Bible is trying to make you think about, amen, there. They're going to anoint spices because if you laid in the tomb more than 3 days, you stink.
Yep.
See, like Lazarus, amen, laid in that tomb 4 days and listen, Mary, Martha said, Lord, he by this time he's stinking.
Yep.
Amen.
So they were going to anoint Jesus with spices, but thank God, little did they know at the breaking of the day, they forgot his words.
Yep.
Amen. That he was going to be risen. Amen. The angel come down and said, I know you see Jesus of Nazareth that was crucified.
Yep.
For he is not here.
Amen.
For he is risen.
That's right.
As he said.
Yep.
Yay, glory.
Bless
you. You know, the one thing that happened when he rose, there were like four things that God gave me.
Bless you.
Number one is this, we have freedom from sin.
Yeah, boy.
Amen. You know, thank God, he defeated death, hell, and the grave. Amen. He became sin for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
You know, when he rose, he took the devil's keys away.
That's right.
He went to paradise.
Yeah,
before he rose and preached to them and took captivity captive.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Yeah, boy.
I'm going to tell you something this morning. If you don't believe Jesus arose for you, then you missed the whole picture.
That's right. Amen.
Then, amen, you missed what it was about.
That's right.
What his death and burial and resurrection meant.
Right.
Amen. That's the gospel.
Yeah, boy.
For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Yeah, boy.
For it's the power of God.
Yeah, boy.
Unto salvation.
Bless you.
Yeah, man. Right. To the Jew first.
Yep.
Also to the Greek.
Yep.
The Bible says a little bit of Romans. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, with a mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen.
That's right.
Friends, you don't understand why the Lord rose, then you won't understand the gospel.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, boy.
God has to enlighten your eyes.
That's right.
God has to take them scales off your eyes to see.
That's right.
What this means.
Yeah, boy.
But I'm going to tell you today, friend, we have freedom from sin.
That's right.
Because he rose.
Yeah, boy.
Hey, you say, preacher, how do you get that? By being saved.
That's right. Yeah, boy.
By being born again. The whole purpose of him arising from the dead was to save me and you.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah, boy.
He told his father back there after, I believe after Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, he said, I'll go. You don't have to worry about finding a sacrifice.
That's right.
I am.
That's right.
Gonna be that sacrifice.
Yep.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, boy.
I tell you today, friend, that if you don't believe, then Jesus was our sacrifice. Then you won't believe that he died and was buried and rose again.
That's right. Amen. That's right. Listen.
Amen. Listen to me. This morning, I'm telling you, God said he entered in once into the holy place. Over in the book of Hebrews. Entered in once to obtain eternal redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
For us.
Yeah, boy.
Now you say, preacher, I don't understand what you're getting at this morning. Oh, friend. If you don't understand, God hadn't enlightened your eyes yet.
That's right.
God hadn't took them scales off
yet. Boy.
But thank God, when he does, you'll begin to see clearly.
Yep, that's right.
The purpose for Jesus.
Amen.
Rising again.
Yeah, boy.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, boy.
Listen, you may say, well, I don't understand why you're preaching that this morning. I'm saved. Hey, if you're saved, maybe you need to be reminded
why
the Lord rose.
Amen. Yep. Amen.
If you ain't saved, you can get saved.
That's right. Yeah, boy.
This morning, I tell you, not only did he give us freedom from sin when he rose, but came, Bible says, to fulfill the law.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, if he hadn't arose, amen, then the Word of God wouldn't be complete.
That's right.
Then we wouldn't have no chance.
Amen.
Of getting in.
Yeah, boy.
That's right.
If he hadn't arose.
That's right.
But I'm telling you this, he come to fulfill it.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't say, well, I just do it, I'll be crucified and not rise.
That's right.
He came to fulfill the word of all.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah to God.
Bless
it. If you don't believe that, then you ain't saved.
That's right.
That's right. Listen.
I'm trying to tell you why the Lord rose this morning. Not only did he come to fulfill the word of the Lord, but he come. Amen. So that, amen, his blood,
that's right,
could be applied to the mercy
seat. Yeah, boy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Why, preacher? Because without it, there'd be no way.
That's right.
Me, you,
amen,
or anybody else in this world that's saved could have got in.
That's right.
Anybody that's lost here this morning could get in.
Yep, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Without the shedding of blood,
there's
no remission.
Amen.
Yep.
That's what the book says. Amen.
Yep.
So, Christ had to die, but more importantly, he had to rise.
Amen.
Yep. That's right.
Why? Because without him rising from the dead, there would be no hope.
Amen.
See, the Bible says that we don't sorrow them that have no hope.
Yep.
We have hope, amen.
That's right.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, man, let me tell you something. We have a hope.
Yeah, we do.
It's in the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, boy. Bless him, Lord.
Not only did he rise to, amen, give us freedom from sin, to he come to fulfill the law, he come to apply his blood on the mercy seat, but he come and he rose.
Right.
To give us home.
Amen.
In heaven.
Yeah, boy. Thank
when
you,
this life
thank you,
is over.
Yeah, boy.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, let me tell you something, praise God. If you don't realize that why he come was to save you, then you missed the whole point.
That's right.
You missed the whole point of the Bible, ain't you?
Amen.
You missed the whole point of hearing preaching on Jesus if you don't believe he didn't come to save you.
Amen.
Now, he come to save you from a wrath to come.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. Amen.
Amen.
I know I'm quoting a lot of scripture this morning, but it's better to let the Word of God do the talking than it is our opinion. Amen. I don't want to get up here and preach my opinion.
Amen. Bless
you. I want to preach what God said.
That's right.
That's how you'll know that it's the truth.
Bless you, Lord. Yes.
Because of what God said.
That's right.
Not because of what I said.
That's right.
But because of what God said. I'm just his mouthpiece.
There you
go. I'm just his vessel.
That's right.
Amen. Don't listen to a word I have to say.
That's right.
Listen to the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. For he is all that really matters.
Amen. Yeah, boy.
Are you glad you saved this?
Yeah, boy. Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
I'm glad I've got a promise.
Yeah, boy.
When this life is over with, I can go to heaven.
Yeah, boy.
You say why, preacher? Because of the Lord rising from the dead.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
See, we wouldn't have never got the promise of heaven.
That's right.
If God the Father hadn't have seen fit to send an angel down to roll away the stone.
Yep.
To let them see that the Lord wasn't in that tomb.
Amen.
There was some supernatural power, amen.
That's right.
Hey, glory to God. God took the Lord from that tomb.
Yep.
You know why? Because he wanted every one of us to know that we got a promise when this life is over with.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Suits you say it.
There you go.
Amen. Suits you say it.
We'll one day.
Amen. That's right. You'll believe one day, but then it'll be too late.
Amen. Yeah, boy.
Just like that rich man.
Yep.
Opened his eyes in hell. Oh, he believed after he got to hell.
That's right.
Because you know what he saw? He saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. In that place called heaven.
Yeah, boy.
Amen. But you know what Abraham said? Abraham said, son, remember, in thy lifetime, Lazarus received evil things and thou good things. Amen. Now he is comforted.
That's right.
And behold, thou art tormented.
That's right. Yeah, boy.
And he said this, and besides all this, there's a great gulf.
Yep.
That those Oh, well, let me get over here and read this, amen. I don't want to miss the word of God up this morning.
Bless.
Amen. I don't want to miss the word of God up. I don't miss quoting.
Sure.
Amen. Why? Because it's very important.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Luke chapter number 16. And I'm going to read just one verse. And verse number 26. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed.
Yep.
So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Amen?
Amen.
Yep.
My goodness. Listen. The Bible says, and they... I can't see that. Amen.
Bless
you. Help us, Lord.
Help me,
Lord. I know this is very important. The devil's already trying to mess me up.
That's right.
And besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot.
That's right.
Somebody read that for me.
Neither can they pass to us that they that would come from hence.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm telling you, once your life is over on this earth,
yep,
and you ain't saved, you can't get past
the right
gulf.
That's right.
That was fixed.
Amen.
You know, when it was fixed, it's fixed when Jesus rose from the grave.
Amen.
He defeated death, hell, and the grave.
That's right.
To give us a promise of heaven to those that would believe.
Amen.
But those that would not believe, he said, hey, you ain't going to be able to come to me. To me from hell, amen.
Sure.
Neither can I come to you from heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Sure.
So, friend, Jesus arose to give us a home in heaven.
Amen.
Friend, you don't have to choose heaven.
Sure.
But, oh, God wants you to choose heaven.
Yeah.
God said there was a time that he winked at sin, but now commanded men everywhere to repent.
Amen. Yeah,
that's right.
Why? So the eternal flames of a place called hell,
that's
you
right
weren't burning them forever. And ever, and ever, and ever.
Amen.
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 I didn't know this was going to go this direction, but oh, God knows what to do.
That's right.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you something, friend. Heaven is a place prepared for you.
That's right.
Hell wasn't a place prepared for you.
That's right.
If you go to hell, it's because of the sin of unbelief.
That's right.
None else. That sin of unbelief is what's going to damn you to hell.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
See, but trust in the finished work on the cross at Calvary.
That's right.
Why? Because the Lord did it for you.
Amen.
And he did it for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah, boy.
You say, preacher, why are you preaching that? this morning about him rising from the dead. Because I want you to know why he rose.
Yeah, boys.
So many times.
Yeah, boy.
People don't think of that.
That's right.
You may not never heard this preached like this before, but amen. I'm going to tell you something. God knows what we need.
Amen.
That's right. Sure does.
Amen. You can say, well, preacher, you really, amen. I didn't know that, amen. Well, you ought to know it, praise God,
right.
You're saved.
You boy.
Amen.
But if you're lost, and it won't be until God opens your eyes that you'll realize
amen.
What you've got
you boy.
Waiting on you if you only believe.
Amen. Right.
You'll only accept why the Lord rose this morning.
That's right.
You can go to a place
yeah, boy.
Called heaven.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Why? Because I don't have to go to hell.
That's right. Good boy.
Because the Lord loved me enough.
Amen.
To come down here and die.
Yeah, boy.
And rise again.
That's right.
But I don't have to go to hell.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You don't have to either.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad this morning that God give us a promise of heaven.
That's right.
That God give us a promise where we'll never have to face torment.
That's right.
Friend, that promise only comes if you believe it.
That's right.
See, every promise in the Word of God this morning, I'll end with this, is conditional. Amen?
Yep.
God said, you believe on me, I'll save you.
Amen.
Yep.
What do you got to do to believe on me? Repent of your sins.
Amen.
Amen. You can either choose this morning to accept or reject the precious Lamb of God.
That's right.
I don't know your hearts this morning. I'm just preaching what God did me.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Only God knows
that's right.
The heart
yep.
of every person amen. In this place this morning. Only God knows the thoughts and the intents of our heart. Amen?
Amen.
What's the Bible say? The Bible says our heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Amen?
Yep.
Don't follow your heart this morning. It'll lead you wrong. Amen?
Amen.
But trust the Lord.
That's right.
Hey, you can't get to heaven by trusting in a politician
that's right.
or by trusting in me
that's right.
or by trusting in anyone that's saved. The only way you can get to heaven and not go to hell is by trusting in the finished work up the cross at Calvary.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, boy.
You say, preacher, I didn't come to hear all this morning. Well, you may be who God sent right. here. Amen. To
right.
get the message. Amen. That
yeah,
you don't have to go to hell.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. You may have been sent here for a reason. In fact, I know it's for a reason.
Yep.
Amen. Everything that God does is for a reason.
Amen.
That's right.
There might be somebody here lost.
Right.
I don't know.
Amen.
God does.
That's right.
I ain't a judge.
That's right.
God is.
Amen.
I don't know what you need. I don't know what you need this morning. But oh, I know one that does.
That's right. Yeah, boy.
Would you stand and bow your head? If anybody has a need at all, I don't know whether that needs salvation, whether that needs to pray for a lost loved one, whether that need is for healing for you or somebody else. But all I know is God has whatever you need. Would you come to Him? Your life would be a lot better. Amen. If you give it all to God this morning. What about it, friend? Would you lay your burdens down to the feet of Jesus? Oh, you don't want to carry a burden because you'll stumble beneath the weight of it. But oh, friend, it's hard to stumble when you're down on your knees. It's hard because you're crying out to God for help. You may be like David, who realized, my help comes from below. I look unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Amen. But maybe this morning you just want to thank God for saving an old sinner like you. Saving the rich. Amen. Amen. That song, Amazing Grace, said, a wretch like me. Amen. I tell you, we were all wretched till the Lord moved in. Amen. I don't know what you need, but God's got it. God has it this morning. All you got to do is bring it to Him. Amen. Bring everything that you need to the feet of Jesus this morning. Lay your burdens down at the feet